father of U.S. Marine vet Nick Kitts, who was murdered in Mexico, Trump's message to the cartels is working. By John Binder on August 19, 2025. Doug Kitts, the father of United States Marine Corps veteran Nicholas Kitts, who was murdered in Mexico by Sinaloa cartel members, is praising President Donald Trump's actions against the Mexican drug cartels. As Breitbart News reported in October of last year, 31-year-old Nicholas Kitts was traveling to Rocky Point Beach in Mexico, a popular destination for American tourists, when he was stopped at a roadblock along the highway. Sinaloa cartel gunmen opened fire on Nicholas, shooting him in the back and through his heart. He died at the scene. They chased him down like a dog and shot him, like the cowards they were, Doug Kitts told Fox News Digital in a recent interview. Following Nicholas's murder, President Donald Trump, Vice President J.D. Vance, candidates at the time, and Representative Juan Cisco Mani, R. Oz, were the only American politicians to reach out to the Kitts family. Since then, Trump administration officials have said Nicholas's murder has been the catalyst for the Justice Department, the State Department, and the Treasury Department targeting the Mexican drug cartels in ways that the federal government had not done before. There is a message that targeting U.S. citizens any place in the world is no longer acceptable and comes with consequences, Doug Kitts told Fox News Digital. President Trump, you know, he's directly responsible for sending that message, and that message is working. Most significantly, in February, the State Department designated the Mexican drug cartels, including the Sinaloa cartel, foreign terrorist organizations. Similarly, Treasury Secretary Scott Bessent has taken actions to financially cripple the cartels with sanctions. In March, Bessent sanctioned several individuals and entities working for the Sinaloa cartel. Just last week, the Justice Department announced that the federal government had taken 26 Mexican fugitives into custody with ties to the cartels, including the Sinaloa cartel, to face murder, drug trafficking, hostage taking, kidnapping, illegal use of firearms, human smuggling, and money laundering charges. Doug Kitts told Fox News Digital that since Trump took office, the president has been diligent in trying to get justice for his son. Trump has been great to my family. He's kept in touch with us. His administration kept in touch with us. He's treated us like his family, Doug Kitts said. And I think he would do that for anybody in this situation. I don't think it's particular to me. So, I'm grateful for that. You know, Nick will not die in vain because Nick is now the reason for many of these changes. Thus far, two suspects have been arrested and charged with Nicholas's murder. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at binder@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter here.